You're listening to episode 5 of the Talentopoly podcast. Normally, this is a weekly podcast where we discuss links posted on talentopoly.com, but we're doing something different. In light of recent news of Steve Jobs resigning as CEO of Apple, we felt the significance of this event warranted its own episode. I'm Jared Brown.
And I'm Stephen Dixon.
And I'm Brandon Corbin.
And with that, let's jump right into the news. So earlier this evening, Apple issued a press release stating that Steve Jobs was resigning as CEO of Apple, and it apparently is due to him being unable to fulfill his duties as CEO, and as he had promised the company, if he ever reached that point, he would resign as CEO. And in that letter, he also sent a letter to Apple letting them know about this, and that letter has been published as well. And he says that he unfortunately cannot perform the duties, and that he recommends that the that they proceed with a succession plan and put Tim Cook in as the acting CEO permanently. So with that, I'll just kind of open the floor here, and we can start talking about this.
So before we started recording, we started the conversation. We realized we needed to stop. So my whole take on this is, again, this isn't a surprise to any of us. I mean, none of us can be really surprised that this is now happening. Now, it's definitely, you never want it to finally happen, but we knew it was going to happen. And I applaud him for being able to successfully, identify and do what he's done. And I think Tim Cook is a great guy. I think they still have John Ives. My take on it is it's definitely a change. It's definitely a huge, what did you call it, Stephen? It's the end of an era. It really is. I'm sad about it, but I'm also excited to see, what can really now, what's going to happen next,
I mean, as much as we knew that this day was probably coming, especially with the fact that Jobs was currently on medical leave, his third medical leave, and Tim Cook was steering the company day to day. What did you guys feel when you, as soon as you read this news, what was that first gut reaction to this?
Mine was like hand on mouth, and I just couldn't believe it. Whatever you want to call it, but genuine shock. Kind of got some like goosebumps because I didn't really want this day to kind of come, but it seems like it might have been on the cards, as you said, because he's been on medical leave since the start of this year, so that makes it like roughly around the start of this year, so it's like 7 to 8 months now. And then with his autobiography coming out in November, it seemed like this is something that he was perhaps in the motions of planning anyway, so it's been inevitable, but still shocking.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point there about it possibly being planned. You think this is something that this is the next step in slowly unwinding Steve Jobs from being the centerpiece of Apple and trying to set the company up so that it can continue without him? This was a planned event, then, you think? This isn't a downturn in his health that suddenly happened?
I think without none of us knowing personally, of course, but so we'll never know that side of it, but I think the most reasonable explanation is, yes, down to his health. But I think he needs to take that step now. He needs to kind of just, let Apple, in an interview a few years ago, he said someone asked him what his greatest product was, and he said Apple. And one of his reasons for that is because he said that he surrounded himself by, amazing people. And, watching past keynotes and thing, and seeing how Apple has evolved with its products, you can see the immense talent that Apple has. So, Apple is, going to continue to grow and be an amazing company with those people in mind. So I think Steve Jobs can now kind of just step back and, so he's still going to be active as the chairman of the board of directors. But now he can kind of just really just take a step back, and he needs to,
Right. Yeah. To me, I had to go back and reread some of this stuff because I felt like I missed some crucial pieces. And the biggest piece I felt like I missed was that first sentence in the letter from Steve Jobs, where he says that, "I've always said if there ever came a day when I could no longer meet my duties and expectations as Apple CEO, I'd be the first to let you know. Unfortunately, that day has come." And that just had such a solemn note to it that to me, that didn't seem like it was necessarily planned. And I really worry for his health right now. I wonder if something, you know, if there has been a sudden downturn that has caused this.
Well, you know, and if think about why would this be the first thing that he's done that's been unplanned, right? So, you know, most likely what it is like he said, you know, I would be the first to admit when. So he knew at some point, you know, he's not going to be able to fulfill his duties as the CEO. And so then when that time happens, then the plan just starts kind of unfolding like he's, I guarantee. I mean, the guy's always, that's what he's known for, is to think through a whole lot of stuff. So, unfortunately, I do think that, you know, we will, you know, it's definitely the time is coming. But we can all, I mean, what I was talking to my wife about it, and I mean, really what he is, regardless of what you think of him as a person, or, you know, see, people either love him or hate him, you know, he's kind of like the Einstein of our generation. I mean, you know, he will have books written about him for the next, you know, 100 years because of the things that this guy's done. So regardless of kind of how downward he goes, I mean, he really is now just kind of part of human culture.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the impact that company has had on society, on technology, is just huge. I mean, what type of impact has Apple had on what you guys do?
For me, like literally everything. I mean, I started, for example, with design. You know, Steve Jobs has got like such a yes-no attitude to design. If something might work, he doesn't want it unless it does work, kind of thing. So as I've been growing up and things like that, I've kind of taken that attitude on. So, you know, the guy's inspirational, and obviously I've drawn a lot of inspiration from him, you know, since as far back as I can remember, since, you know, starting out in design. So, you know.
Yeah, for me, it's everything. You know, it was, and that's what got me into doing art on the computer. Was the first, you know, the first Macintosh that my dad got at his print shop in 84. It's, you know, Apple has really, and I fought through it during the 90s, right? When everybody was like, they're dead. I mean, I had the conversations with my aunt, who's a superintendent of a big school district here in Indiana. And she's like, Apple's dead. They're gone. They're not, you know, no one cares about them anymore, and it's over. And I said, just wait, you know. And this is when Next started coming in and talking, and there was this, you know, rumor that Jobs could come back. So yeah, it's been everything as far as my career is concerned.
Right. I read a Fortune article earlier this year talking about how, you know, it was really focusing on the succession of Steve Jobs and if the company's culture can continue, if the innovation can continue. And taking it as two parts, first the culture. There are employees, lots of employees at Apple that have never met Steve Jobs personally. But if you go up to an Apple employee, or heck, even for that matter, an Apple customer, a lot of them will feel like they understand the principles behind the company and what makes it successful, what they stand for, without ever having met Steve Jobs or talking to him. Would you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I think that bodes well for the culture continuing. The second part of that is the innovation and being able to lead the industry year after year with not just new devices, but their user interfaces, with that way of thinking. Is Steve Jobs replaceable? What do you guys think?
So in my opinion, no, he is not. No one will ever kind of do what Jobs has done.
So Tim Cook can't try to live up to that?
No. But what he can do is he can kind of keep the culture going. And Tim Cook's a great guy, and he's, you know, reserved. And I mean, I think he's going to do amazing stuff, but no one's going to get up there and be able to give a keynote like Jobs did. Right. But I'm hoping that, because like a lot of people will start talking about, well, what happened when they brought in, you know, when Steve left, what happened to the company? But when that happened, people didn't realize how brilliant Jobs really was at the time. Now everybody knows that, holy shit, this guy was actually right. You know, he knew it, he got it. And that's why it has to continue on, you know, with that same mantra. So I think the goal now is just maintaining, like you were saying, the culture, you know, people who haven't met him and you just feel like there's this connection. If they can, it's, he's going to, you know, hopefully maintain the legend, I guess. Right.
What do you think, Steve?
Well, I mean, yeah, I was just thinking on what like Brandon was saying, and like I said before, you know, he's the people, having worked at Apple myself, the people that work there are so enthusiastic about the products. They're so infused with the whole Apple ethos. It's, you know, with can Steve Jobs be replaced? Well, no, but he's done his job. You know, he's infused all this, you know, this type of culture. And like I said, you know, you meet people when you go into an Apple store, and, you know, if you ever get to work for the company, you know, you meet these people and they're so enthusiastic about this stuff. It's just going to keep going and going and going. So I don't think Tim Cook has to, you know, get on stage and do, you know, present the way Steve Jobs did per se and kind of live up to that. You know, he's going to do his thing his own way. But the thing here, which is different than in the 90s, is that Steve Jobs is actually... he's left his footprint, his kind of book, so that everybody can look at and, you know, kind of use that and then move on with it. Whereas obviously he got fired last time and there was nobody there to kind of see what he'd done and improve upon that and take that ethos with them. So this time it's a little different, obviously by a huge amount. So, you know, the future is going to look bright for the company.
You bring up a really good point about the book part. There actually are books, and this was in the Fortune article as well. There's a department that Steve Jobs started a couple of years ago, and their whole purpose is to document major business cases in Apple's past, major decisions that they made, judgment calls, how they develop certain products, how they handle supply chain, things that are big wins in their history. And documenting that, and they actually have classes for management and executive level employees. So, you know, this is supposedly according to the Fortune article, where they continue to teach this, and they actually have books that are at Apple headquarters that have all this information in there. But all of that said, the culture, the teachings, you know, the fact of Steve Jobs being able to come out with, you know, what he did since he came back to Apple, and then coming out with, you know, the newer iMacs, coming out with the iPhone, coming out with the iPad. And I'm sure that a lot of what he's been doing recently, like Brandon said, everything gets planned. And this announcement today very well may be just the next step in a plan. But they, you know, even if they have a couple of years worth of products planned out at this point, some revolutionary products, at some point, somebody else is going to have to be the leader, the visionary. You know, Johnny Ives is great in industrial design. Tim Cook strikes me as more of an operating officer type of guy, keeps the trains running on time. Who is going to be able to see around that bend in the tech industry that so few can do? And is it going to be somebody at Apple, or is it going to be another company at that point?
I think it's going to be somebody who, you know, I mean, like I said, it's all infused in the whole executive team. You know, I mean, for example, when you get Scott Forstall on stage and he's talking about iOS, you can literally see the Steve Jobs side of him kind of come out and kind of really get you enthused about that. And likewise, when Tim Federighi comes on stage and he talks about, you know, OS X, you know, so, yes.
I'll give a bleaker outlook on it, and just from, you know, because I'm sitting here listening to it, and there is a very big possibility that, you know, in the next 10 years, Apple is not a dominant player. I mean, just think back to when everybody feared Microsoft, and all of a sudden, you know, now we never really talk about them. So, you know, we never really know if Apple's going to be able to maintain the future outlook. I don't know. I hope so. But if somebody else does, awesome. Just as long as they keep that obsessive attention to the unobvious, you know, and that they really use their products. I think that's kind of the key, and that's what's really made them. But yeah, as far as coming up with like those whole new world ideas, I don't know. I mean, maybe there isn't somebody.
Well, so philosophically, you're kind of saying, if I understand you correctly, that if a couple of years from now, another company kind of takes the reins in the tech industry and they start becoming the leaders, that's just the natural cycle of things and not necessarily because Jobs isn't there anymore.
Yeah. Yes. But I think Jobs would, you know, again, if how much of his vision is really in these products, you know, obviously we don't know. I mean, he presents it beautifully, but it very well could be that, you know, other people come up with the ideas and then he's like, this is how we need to do it. And then sets that big tone. But yeah, it's natural evolution of business.
Right.
I don't see that happening, like, you know, like some of the big play just coming up out of the, you know, out of nowhere and kind of overthrowing Apple, because if you think about it, Apple's been here for over 30 years, but I mean, they introduced and marketed a lot of this stuff. So this new company that comes along, for example, like Google, they came along, obviously it was just search engine stuff, and then they created Android, and now Android's rivaling iOS kind of thing. So, you know,
I don't think it's necessarily a rival, though, right? I don't think it's going to be someone who's going to come and say, okay, we're competing with Apple. It's going to be something that we just can't see, and it's going to hit us, and we're going to go, holy crap.
Right.
You know, that's what we'd like. Like when you first used an iPad, you know, when you go, oh, my God, you know, and now it makes sense. So I don't necessarily think it's going to be like a new Apple. It very well could be, again, think about what happened, you know, just in the last 10 years, how much, you know, our computer uses change. So that's all I mean is that again, things radically change in ways that we can't even foresee here. So where I would think that if Jobs is at the helm, you know, they would always be leading the pack regardless of where it goes. They would be the one to keep telling us what we need.
Right. Well, to expand on what Steve was saying for a minute, Apple and Jobs have been part of this tech equation for several decades now. And we will never know if Jobs had been able to remain with Apple through the late 80s and, you know, into the mid 90s. Could Apple have continued a multi-decade reign? Because in the early 80s, you really have Apple lighting the fuse under the PC era. And then you have the GUI. And then you have this, you know, this kind of period where Jobs isn't part of Apple anymore and not as effective over at Next. And he's doing Pixar and he's kind of distracted with those things. And then he comes back in the late 90s. And boom, the innovation starts all over again. It starts pushing the industry like nobody had been pushing it in the mid-90s. Yeah. So, you know, if here's the quick question. You tell me, I'd like to know yes or no. So if Jobs were able to remain as CEO, let's say there aren't any health issues. Jobs is fine. He's still CEO. He's still the visionary for years to come. Does Apple continue its reign? Or do you think that the natural cycle, because it's been 10, 15 years, the natural cycle is just simply that another company is going to come up with the next big thing, and there's just nothing that Apple really could do about it. What do you guys think?
Steven? Mine is maybe.
So no definitive. You're not going to stake your stake and answer to a definitive yes or no. He could continue the innovation for years to come.
I think it would continue absolutely for years to come. You know, and that's why, like, this change could be, you know, again, a game changer, because now maybe there is going to be somebody who's going to come up with something that's going to take us in a totally different direction.
Right.
My answer is no, the long-winded answer to this is the fact that whether Steve Jobs is there at Apple or not, you know, they're still going to be I can still see them as being the leaders. It would be stupid not to have instilled all that good stuff in the company for them to then just flounder as soon as Steve leaves. I don't believe that.
Well, going back and looking at history, what happened when Steve left in the late 80s?
Well, the thing is there is Steve hired an idiot called John Sculley, and he just messed a lot of stuff up. But the thing is I'm glad Steve got fired from Apple back then for two reasons. One, because he created Next Computers and we're all using iterations of that creation in, you know, OS X, even down to iOS. And the second thing as well is obviously he, you know, built Pixar with John Lasseter and I forget what his name is. So if he hadn't been fired, we'd have no Pixar and Next Computer would have ceased to existed. So, or maybe it might have done. we don't know. So,
right. Well, the stock market has responded this evening and after market trading, and the stock is down 5%, which doesn't seem too bad considering the news.
Buy.
Yeah.
I understand the whole business side of it, like stock would drop because of this, but honestly, people can't, you know, as much as we all love Steve Jobs, people cannot just like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, my stock, you know, I'm just going to make the, you know, stock decrease now, all, you know, because the CEO of a company's left. Surely they've got some kind of knowledge thinking that actually, wait a minute, the company will survive with or without him because it's been built that way and structured that way. It's common sense. So I just do not understand this whole stock market, you know, value drop and all that business.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that this company right now, they have a clear plan with their iPhone and their iPad products. They already have roadmaps that extend out into several years from now. So they're kind of on autopilot probably with that sort of stuff. You know that the Retina display or some sort of higher resolution display is going to come to the iPad 3. You know, the iPhone 5, 6, and 7 are probably already, you know, the iPhone 5, obviously, but the 6 and the 7 are probably fairly well planned out already.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget, like, for example, what sold originally back in the day when they were, like, developing the iPhone, well, they were developing a tablet before the iPhone. And it was actually just a regular Apple employee who went up to Steve Jobs, you know, managed to get up, you know, get a meeting with him or, you know, kind of met up with him. Within Apple, and he just said, "Steve, what do you think of this?" And it was the rubber banding when he scrolls up and down, on the I think it was on a tablet interface that I showed him. And you know, that idea was presented. Steve didn't think of that idea, but it was presented to him by an Apple employee, and Steve just went, "This would be amazing on a phone." So then, obviously, then his thought process pushes it all down the phone kind of thing. So that's proof that Apple thinks of this stuff. You know, obviously Steve Jobs has the vision of this stuff and where it will fit and, you know, the future roadmap for it. But it just, that example shows you that Apple is full of, you know, immensely intelligent people and creative talent that, you know, there's going to be stuff there that no executive might have thought of. That's just going to come from a regular employee and that's good. You know, that's just going to change everything. So,
well, are people going to be excited to bring innovation like that to Tim Cook? Are they going to try to find some time and, you know, to see him in his office or hunt him down in the hallways to catch up with Tim Cook? You think that's going to happen?
The thing with Tim Cook, though, is, you know, he didn't found Apple. You know, when you read Apple's history and you use Apple products, you immediately just want to learn about how Apple got started. So then you immediately start attaching yourself to, you know, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. So in that sense, perhaps, well, I think you're still going to do the same thing, you know, try hunt Tim Cook down and show him what you've got to, you know. But, you know, there was that whole special momentum behind Steve because he co-founded the company. So maybe yes, but not in the same way.
Right. And like you said, Tim Cook's not an original founder of the company. And it doesn't usually bode well to have a non-founder, you know, also fairly much a non-visionary in as CEO of a tech company.
Well, that's the thing. If you look at Tim Cook's, you know, what he's done, I mean, I've only read a brief description of like what he's done in the past, but he's got an impeccable track record. You know, he's also worked for IBM, which is also interesting considering Apple's whole, you know, fight with IBM back in the 80s. So,
well, IBM's like the classic no real vision, no taste, right? I mean, that's not necessarily a good thing.
I know, but we've got to remember, like, Tim Cook's been with Apple now for 12 years. So, you know, he's done a lot of stuff. And, I mean, he's literally been handling the company for the past 8 months since Steve Jobs' medical leave. So, you know, I think we just keep watching, you know, Steve Jobs for president.
So on Mac Rumors tonight, there was a rumor that Jobs, of course, is going to remain closely involved in Apple's product strategy, even though he is now stepping down officially as CEO. How realistic is that involvement? What form of, does that involvement take, do you guys think? And we're purely speculating here, but what do you guys think that involvement is?
Using the products. You know, I mean, that's where his genius really is. It's in using the products and saying, this sucks. This is awful. I mean, because he has such a grasp on what the consumer needs to like actually enjoy products, that's really where they excel, is that they actually use the products. I mean, think about all the BlackBerry crap that comes out, that if those people really sat down and like, is this an enjoyable experience? You know, you can't honestly say yes. That's where he really thrived, in my opinion.
Right. All right. Well, do you guys have any closing thoughts on this? Have we aired them all out?
Yeah, I think I guess I'm just going to leave on, you know, just to thank Steve Jobs for everything he's done for the, you know, tech industry, you know, and made me who I am today in terms of, you know, my eye for design and all that good stuff. You know, I mean, even if you don't like Apple technology, it's thanks to Apple's technology that non-Apple technology has kind of really ramped up in terms of quality and stuff like that. So, you know, yeah, big thanks to Steve Jobs, and hope everything is well with his health, and look forward to the bright future of Apple. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll stop the episode here. Thank you for listening. We wish Steve Jobs and his family all the best. Next week, we'll be back with our regular usual format.